Apollo 12, Houston, how do you read?
Hello, Houston, 12, read you loud and clear, help me.
Roger, Pete, we're reading you loud and clear. Apollo 12, Houston, on your biomed sensor situation, we've got a few words for you if you're ready.
Go ahead.
Okay, the recommendations of the medical people here are that you remove the two side, the respiration sensors. You can go ahead and take those off completely and treat the areas with your first aid cream. And if they're weeping, you can go ahead and cover them with a Band-Aid or something. The ones on the blue lead, they recommend you do the same thing with those. Remove them, cover them with first aid cream, and put a Band-Aid on them if they're weeping, and then relocate those with a whole brand new system. And that way you'll have a good clean system with a minimal chance of itching beginning immediately in a new area. And of course, if you don't like this particular proposal, they have no objection to you sticking to the way you wanted to do it, of just leaving it where it is.
Jerry, just I want to stick with it the way it is. It works. The respiration leads on my sides are the least ones that are bothering me. I've moved the one that bothered me the most, and the best I can describe that area is it looks like I got a 1-inch round patch of very bad poison ivy. The rest of them aren't anywhere near that bad. They've been bothering me, but they work, and I just soon leave them where they are, because the area that I moved is raw, and I have covered it with a Band-Aid, but I'm a little bit worried about getting my sides exposed even with Band-Aids with that LCG on. I think that the sensors themselves will do better protection just the way it is, and when I get back up, I'll take them all off and switch them around.
Okay, Pete, that's fine. We're satisfied with that then, if that's the way you'd like to do it.
Yeah, you're getting good data now, aren't you?
Roger, looks very good, Pete.
Okay, I just like to leave it the way it is. Let me give you the sleep report. Everybody had 7 hours across the board, and the PRDs were from Commander through LMP 11016, 11015, 04017. The checklist has been complete. We dumped the water to 10%. We purged the fuel cells. We cycled the fans. And we're just finishing up breakfast right now.
Roger, Pete. Sounds good. We'd like to get a little more medical information from you if we can. First of all, we wanted to get a little more word on how Al's doing with his stuffiness. And is anybody else suffering from any stuffiness?
That's negative, and I'll let you, nobody else is stuffy, and I'll let you talk to Al direct.
Okay.
I've had a pretty stuffy, Houston, I've had a pretty stuffy head ever since we got into orbit, and I assumed it was going to go away in a couple of days, but it never did. I don't sneeze, cough, or have any other symptoms. It just seems to be fairly full in the ears and the nose. I tried a couple of decongestants, and they work well, but I didn't know exactly how far apart to take them. Right now, my ears are clear, and my nose feels real well. I've taken two of the pills, 8 hours apart, and then I've been using the spray, so it looks like we got it licked right now.
Okay, Al, that's what we were going to suggest, is that you take your pills 8 hours apart and use the spray, and we just hope that takes care of it for you. Next question we had from the medical people is, how did you guys sleep? You got 7 good solid hours, or was there any fitfulness at all?
We're all sleeping real well up here. As a matter of fact, we're overslept, I think.
That's great.
I'll tell you, it's a real switch from Gemini, I never slept at all in that thing, and boy, I crawled down here in that lower, underneath the couch and just disappeared for 8 hours.
Roger, the doctors say that you ought to space your Actifeds now every 6 hours instead of every 8.
That's for Al, Roger. How often can you use that spray? I kind of wondered that too.
Al, use that about every 3 to 4 hours. If you can space it to 4, fine. If you need it, go ahead and use it every 3 hours.
Okay, well, tell him not to worry. It's real clear now, and it stays clear as long as I use the pills and things. So looks good for the rest of the trip.
Well, that sounds fine, Al.
I don't think he's had anything. It seems to us we've all kicked it around a little bit, more like maybe a little bit of dust that's floating around in here or something. So maybe just making him stuffy, that's a little bit different than being on the ground. He's not allergic to anything on the ground, but that's what it appears to be.
Roger, Pete, is Al putting on his LCG now? His biomed doesn't look too dandy.
No, he's just laying here eating breakfast. We'll smarten him up before he gets in it.
Roger.
Okay, and we need our CSM consumables if you pass them to us, please.
Okay, we're working on that. While you're waiting, I've got a flight plan update for you on the Fra Mauro pictures and also your Rev 11 map update.
Copy, go ahead.
Roger, while you're copying, give us Pooh and accept, and we have some uplinks for you. First flight plan update is Fra Mauro photos.
You got it.
Tango 1 is 102.3026. Tango 2 is 102.3227. Tango Charlie Alpha is 102.3258. The optimum position in the window will come at 102.3139. Over.
Roger, T1, 102.3026.
T2 is 102.3257.
PCA is 102.3258. Optimum,
102.3139. Roger, Dick. Your comm just improved. You must have moved your mic closer to your mouth. Flight plan update for Rev 11.
Hear myself.
Rev 11, map update. LOS. 103.0201. 103.2634. 103.4744.
Roger, copy.
Okay, and I have your CSM consumables update if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, GET is 101 plus 00. RCS total 69.2. Alpha 68.5. Bravo 71.8. Charlie 66.9. Delta 69.6. Hydrogen is 64.4 and 61.5. Oxygen is 63.6 and 65.7. Over.
Roger, copy.
Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, before you slipped into the pad last night, we didn't get your onboard readouts. We need your pyro batteries and your BAT-C readouts.
Jerry, all the batteries, battery C, pyro bat A, pyro bat B, all read 37.1.
Roger, copy 37.1.
That's Charlie.
Thank you, Dick. Apollo 12, Houston, the computer is yours. You've got a new state vector and a new reps map.
All right.
Astronaut Jerry Carr is our capsule communicator at this time. Having relieved astronaut Don Lind in that position.
Hello, Houston 12.
Go ahead, 12. Houston, did you ask about option one on your P-52?
That's affirmative.
That's affirmative, 12. Option one.
Okay. Houston, did our orbit decay last night like it was supposed to?
Twelve, Houston, affirmative, and we're getting good comparisons within a couple hundred feet.
Good show.
Roger. These are downrange comparisons.
Understand. I guess if Dick nails that 193 like, or 191 like he did the other one last night, the only excuse will be mine if we don't make it.
Roger, Pete. Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Chair.
Roger, your S-band communications on the previous two revs haven't been too sterling. We've had a couple cases where your signal strength has dropped off and come back up again. We'd like to do the rest of this pass using your secondary servo electronics and see if that doesn't avoid the problem again. Now what you'll have to do is take your track mode and go to manual with that, and then your servo electronics to secondary, and then reacquire. Over.
Roger, roger.
Houston, loud and clear.
Okay, we switched to secondary. I noticed, I was watching it just before we went around the horn on the last pass, and when we were within all 6-7 minutes of LOS, the antenna just started driving itself, and the signal strength started falling off. The antenna was sort of wandering around, and I don't know whether that would be the electronics or perhaps something else that's influencing the antenna. Well, we'll look for it again on this pass.
Roger. I guess that's about what we're thinking, Pete. That's why we recommended your secondary servo electronics.